Clemson, but Todd Davis plays pretty well every week. You know, remember back when I evaluated him at during the signing class time, I said he was Grady Jarrett too. And also before the season began, I said he'd be starting. They don't believe the depth chart that he would start, and he did. He started right from the get-go, and he's played like that. And he's a special player. He's a special player. You know, and the other thing is I thought the offensive line played pretty well on the road. I thought they were good, especially in the run game. They had a little trouble in pass protection at times, but I thought they were really solid overall. And also, you cut out most of those false start penalties that had plagued you at North Carolina, which is another sign of coaching. So there were a couple other elements in that game. Let me get to Tallahassee Todd up first, Trucker James next, and then Jimmy. Tallahassee Todd, how are you?
What's happening, Walter? What's going on? What it is, man? We're going to take the horse to the Old Town Road.
Yeah,
the Cowboys
yeah.
Gonna going to ride some more.
What's going on there, Todd?
Man, I'm excited about them Cowboys. That coach made a prediction. He need to keep his mouth shut. If you can't back to talk, then you don't need to be talking. Them Cowboys are back. You said it last week. Them boys are coming back.
I did say it last week. I said ignore the games that they lost because you're missing key players, and when you're missing a guy like Smith at left tackle and you're missing your star receiver Cooper, there just aren't people. You can't overcome that in a league that has such parity. So you needed to get healthy. You had Cooper back. You suffered some additional injuries in this game, including to Leighton Van Der Esch, and we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I thought Dallas would beat Philadelphia. I said so last week, and Dallas thumped them. So, I still think Dallas wins their division, and I still think they're a real threat to win the NFC. I think when everybody is healthy for Dallas, they're as good as anybody else in the NFC.
I'm going to have me some stuffed eagle for Thanksgiving. That's what. I'm going to go line.
I think that may be against the law. You might want to check on that. I think that if you eat the national bird for Thanksgiving, you probably go to prison.
Well, I tell you what, I think about that turkey as I eat that them old eagles.
By the way, do you know that Ben Franklin wanted the national bird to be the turkey?
Oh my goodness! I heard, but I think that's kind of good. But I want to talk about them Eagles again. I want money off that, Walt.
Good.
But one thing that concerns me, why can't Terry and them get a playoff against Wake Forest? We're losing to the likes of Wake Forest. I don't understand what it's coming to.
Well, you know, look.
He can't.
Look, here's the thing. First of all, Wake Forest played without the best offensive player in the league this year in Newman. So they weren't the same team, and they were settling for field goals. I think they settled for 4 field goals in the first half, which I think helped you in a way. But you were their equal, considering Newman wasn't playing. Here's the deal. I believe this before the year. I said Florida State is going to be better, but I'm not sure it's going to show up in the one loss column, that I thought you'd be better, and that's the way it is. I mean, Florida State. And clearly, you're better. I mean, last year you lost 7 games with an average of 22 points. You're not getting blown out. You're competing, so clearly you're better than you were a year ago. Still, it's not showing up in the wins and losses. The question is, will Willie Taggart survive it? And I'm going back to what you talked about last week. If it were me, if I was in charge at Florida State, I would go hire. I would go hire Mike Leach. I would go get Mike Leach, and I would make that change. That's what I would do.
Now you hear that Urban Meyer? They trying to rumor him trying to get to Tallahassee. I don't buy it. We don't need a Gator trying to coach a nose. It ain't gonna happen because we're not gonna hear what he got to say anyhow. He's up to bug eyes with a bad taste in their mouth and walk up and walk. I'm gonna take it off the L. That one shining moment, go Tar Heels. We're national champions. We've got another 5-star. Barrett, and I take
it
up. Thank you, Walt.
You can tell, Hesse Todd. Well, look, I think he should be pretty good. Texter 940 says, yes, but Eagles were not very populous, and turkeys were everywhere. They were. But you didn't – see, Ben was wrong because you don't want to be eating your national bird. You know, we eat turkeys for a pastime. You don't want to be eating your national bird.
No.
You can't even – do you know you can't even touch a feather of a bald eagle?
Oh, I know. You can't, if they're nest on your – in your tree of yours, you can't move it. You can't do anything with the tree.
But if you get caught with a feather, you go to jail.
Oh, yeah.
Prison.
Can't touch it.
Yeah, prison. Hey, People's Champ, there are no laws about eagles. Why don't you go find some feathers? Trucker James. James, what's going on?
Hey, well, you know, I'm watching that South Carolina-Florida game. Sometimes I think South Carolina's still riding out that high from Georgia. And I think Florida will kind of playing from that letdown from LA. You know, neither team really looked like, Brian Edwards opened several times. I thought, good night. I said, I could hit him with that thing. You know, he was down the field, but he kind of overthrew him.
Yeah, I don't think Kalinske played real well against Florida, but he's also, I think, pretty significantly injured, even though his movement didn't look all that bad.
Yeah, I think it's like a smoke screen. They're kind of keeping it on the wrap, you know.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask you, now I'm not the one to go around. I take my and take it like a man. But do you think some of the officiating call was kind of
different? Yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible. I mean, there's no question the officiating in Florida, South Carolina had a big impact on the game. Even if you're the most ardent Florida fan, I don't see how you could deny that. I mean, there were multiple touchdowns affected by bad officiating. Everything went in Florida's favor. That's a problem. I mean, and again, I would bring those officials in and I would talk to them. It seemed to me they missed rather obvious calls. It's one thing to miss a close call. I think they missed rather obvious calls, which is not good. Yeah. So either they're not very good at their job or they had money on Florida.
That's what when they held that guy running down the field, I thought, are you serious? You know, that guy, I don't know if you remember.
Yeah,
I had him by the jersey. I'm like, okay, somebody need to throw a flag right now. I said, oh, God.
Yeah, no.
I'm going out.
Yep, it was a bad job by the officials in that game, no question.
All right, Walt, thank you.
Thank
so
you,
much.
James. Yep. Yeah, you writes on Twitter, Walt, thanks for the Florida versus USC thoughts on how badly USC was jobbed. I wish someone creative would edit together a video that went viral so the SEC would be publicly humiliated over a game and have to eat their own bile. Yeah, it was a bad job. I mean, there's no two ways around it. I mean, it was. You know, and as I said, look, sometimes you have these games where, you know, the conventional wisdom says, well, they all even out, you know, and I think most times that's sort of true. But sometimes it's not true. It wasn't true in the Detroit-Green Bay NFL game. It wasn't true then. There were five hideous calls made all in Green Bay's favor. Detroit was the better team, should have won the game. And this deal the other day, these calls all went in favor of Florida. They just did. They just did. It's the way it is. Now, all you need to do is make sure there's no reason why. That's what you need to determine. Make sure there's no reason why those calls went against one team and in favor of another team. That'd be my concern. I can't help it, Ramona. I still think about what Bobby Knight said years ago. He basically said, if you don't think these officials are gambling on games, you're stupid. And I see that. I believe that. I believe that. And I think that's the biggest concern I have. The biggest concern I have about officials is whether they're betting on games. You know, we don't want to think about that, but that's my biggest concern. You know, you had that Brian Tuohy guy who writes the Black Helicopter books, who, you know, he's on Twitter every single day. Every single play to this guy requires an investigation, every single play. Well, I'm not to his level because I don't see it that way at all. But I do think that there are officials who gamble. And I think that's what you need to be careful about. And when you see games that are heavily one-sided from an officiating standpoint, that's what I'd be investigating. I'd be calling those people in. I'd be putting them on the lie detector test. I want to know. I'd be hooking them up to the machines. I want to know whether they called an honest game. That's what I want to know. And I would be heavily vetting any official. I would be heavily vetting them to make sure that they don't have any gambling records in their past, that there's none of that stuff. It's not hard to understand. A lot of officials are frustrated athletes. They're competitive people. And they're people before they're officials, like anything else. You know, so to think that none of them gamble, I think is naive. Now, again, you can have bad games. You can even have games where you miss two or three calls in a row against one particular team. It can happen. I'm not saying it can't happen for natural causes. But I'm saying when you have a game that is particularly one-sided, I think it calls for some investigation. It doesn't call for rule change. It calls for investigation into the people making the calls. Jimmy, how are you?
Okay. I had some real questions. It's like the tight end all day long. In the last two or three games, wide open. He's out there waving his hands, even. The middle is wide open. Do they not think he can catch?
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe.
Just go back and look at it. Anybody, yeah. I'm serious. The guy is wide open. The tight ends and the middle is wide open. I pushed my butt. I said, what do you think is going on? He said, I probably can't catch it. Every need can block me. Probably can't. They won't throw it to him. That poor sucker is going to be the loneliest guy in football. We just go out there and block, go out there, and they just don't pay him no attention. Ain't worried about it.
Well, you know, again, I think Clemson is still beginning to explore the middle of the field more, and I think a big part of that is to do with the health of Amari and him getting back in the flow. And then, you know, and then remember, you know, you may get a boost in that deal late in the year.
Well, that's what I was thinking. What we are missing is that pass across the middle.
Right, and Galloway is going to come back December 15th, and he's going to be eligible. Now, you know, how quickly he gets back into the flow of things, I don't know. But he's an interesting talent. I mean, he's a unique player who gives you a real viable threat down the seam. He gives you that leg-it factor as a receiver. And so it'll be interesting to see how that develops as well late.
I know my buddy's a Carolina fan. He said, how did you think that game was? Did you think that referee cheated? I said, for one time, Gil. I was laughing. I mean, that guy right there had to be blind. He needs to go to an eye doctor. That was bad. Yep. I mean, you got all them referees up there, and they miss it. I don't mean something that it could be called difference. I'm talking about obvious calls.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the calls – the two of the most poorly officiated games I've seen of late, the South Carolina Florida game, and at the NFL level, the Detroit Green Bay game, which was just a debacle. I mean, they just gave the game to Green Bay, and they came out and admitted the NFL came out and admitted one wrong call after that. I mean, one wrong call, it was five wrong calls. It was five atrocious calls that all decided the game, and they all went in favor of one team. So, you know, that's the kind of thing. Like I said, I would be interviewing all those guys. I would be interviewing all those guys.
All the guys on the field, you got four up in their booth.
Yeah.
And you can tell me that they could miss obvious calls. Somebody's got some money. I'd either go investigate their sisters or the mothers or their wives, because somebody's making some beef.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate the call. You know, I got people on the text line saying, you know, well, I think you're right about this kind of thing. Listen, again, I just go back to the Bobby Knight interview that I saw years ago, in which Knight was talking about this very issue. And he was saying, you know, if you think some of these guys aren't gambling, you're naive. And I still think there's something to that. And we've seen it in one instance in the NBA. So that proves that there's something to it. Now, do we think he's the only guy? No. So if you get a game, I'm much more so than whether officials blow one call, much more so than whether you enact legislation and policy based on blown calls. I don't want any of that stuff. What I want is when you see a game, you know, here's the thing. Vegas is often the first defense against players throwing games. Because when they get a bet that seems odd, they'll investigate. They don't want people stealing their money. They don't want to be giving the money away off of the fact that some player is throwing a game. Well, when you see a game that the officiating is extraordinarily bad in, I think it demands investigation. Now, it may prove nothing. It may be that they were just bad. It may be that, you know, a coin can land on heads 5 times in a row. A coin can land on heads 10 times in a row. But if you flip it enough times, you still get to 50-50. You know, so maybe that's all it is. But at the same time, you need, for the purity of your game standpoint, you need to investigate that. You need to know. And so I would bring those guys in, not the normal standard review. I'm talking about when there's a game that too many of the calls are against one side. I want to know. I want to know more. I swear, I'd hook them up to the lie detector test. Hook them up. Hook them up. Let's find out. Bill in Columbia, you're next. Waltip to the Road Rage. Quick break.
Hey, Tiger fans, it's not too late to purchase your tickets to see the defending national champions in Memorial Stadium this season. A limited number of tickets remain for select games and are available on ClemsonTigers.com or by calling the Clemson Athletic Ticket Office at 1-800-CLEMSON. Don't miss your chance to be part of the action, and we'll see you loud and proud in Death Valley.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty, and your first maintenance is included. They even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell your friends about. Check out their inventory at ilovehenrikhondaeasley.com.
I'm Kristen Bennett. 2019 is winding down and we're in the fourth quarter. Like the Clemson Tigers, it's time to finish strong. Bennett Equipment rents and sells Takeuchi track loaders, wheel loaders, and excavators. And until year end, first-time Takeuchi excavator buyers and trade-ins of competitive brands receive up to a $4,500 discount. Hurry, because the clock is ticking. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, as always, rent it from Bennett.
Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca have that championship connection. Carol Tyler, class of 84, and Herb Tyler, class of 82, are rooted in the Clemson culture and deliver only what you've come to expect. Championship-style food and number one customer service. It's always their pleasure to serve you. Visit Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca and get that championship feeling, or go online at ilovechickfilA.com and order the tailgate trays that make every game day a championship day.
Hi, this is Pam Merritt, a realtor with Leonardi Bracken Real Estate. I'm a Powdersville native where I grew up on a dairy farm, so I'm a worker and I'll work hard for you. As an entrepreneur, I think outside the box and will help you sell or buy your farm, land, or home. I won't stop working until you're happy. Call Pam Merritt, 864-607-8338. That's Pam Merritt, 864-607-8338. Selling real estate is what we do. Helping people is our passion.
seat of a John Deere 3E Series tractor, and your next big project will seem a little less big. Because with an intuitive operator station and easy attachment hookup, no job is too tough. So get to work, because it's time to turn this land into your land. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us.
Visit the fine folks at Greenville Turf and Tractor, 722 Malden Road. Run with Greenville Turf and Tractor.
Happy wife, happy life. You know as well as I do, that's a key ingredient to making marriage last. Ben Milstead, for the guys over at Tent Solutions of Easley. Garrett and his team made my wife very happy when they tinted her car for me. I mean her. I meant to say her. Tent Solutions of Easley is the exclusive source for nanotechnology, a tent film that gives you 98% heat blockage. I trust all our cars to Garrett and Tent Solutions of Easley. You should too. Highway 123, next to Silver Bay. 630-3164.
It is officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Cruise through fall in style in a new vehicle from Parks Buick GMC, the number one Buick GMC dealer in the upstate.
Save big on our huge selection of more than 500 new vehicles, like the 2019 Buick Encore, starting as low as $17,300.
Locals know you don't have your best price until you have your Parks price.
Come experience the Parks promise today on Lawrence Road or shop ParksBuickGMC.com.
For well-qualified buyers, includes 1,000 Parks Buick GMC trade assist and $4.99 dock fee. Take delivery by 10/31/19. See dealer for details.
Hartwell Village is the ultimate one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With retailers including Aldi, Petco, Marshalls, Michaels, Ulta, Rack Room Shoes, and Five Below. Also new favorites like Aloha Nails and Spa, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Great Clips, and Tipsy Taco. With stores for everyone and stocked with anything you need, Hartwell Village wishes our Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic year. Go Tigers!
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sir, you're a genius.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Out here in the fields, I fought for my meals. I get my back into my living.
Hey, let me tell you something. You listen to this show, I do. I'm at Twin Peaks on Thursday. I expect to see you out there. Come for the show. Stay for the after party. You people all, I love the show. You're the greatest show ever. Okay, then come to the event. Thursday, we hang out afterward. We have a big gathering. It's a big time. All great people come hang out with the show Thursday at Twin Peaks. Our Reserve is your new retailer for men's clothing, gifts, and accessories. Downtown Clemson featuring Clemson performance polos, tailored and classic fit button-down shirts, loafers, boots, belts, hats, and more. Our Reserve is here to help you look and feel your best from the tailgate to the classroom and every adventure in between. Our Reserve is also your one-stop shop for men's gifts like flasks, Yeti coolers, books, candles, and barware. Live authentically. Shop Our Reserve. Experience the difference. By the way, they also have all these bags, like carry-on bags and briefcases. Really cool stuff. I bought all sorts of shirts from Iowa Reserve, too. Open Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., 12 to 5 on Sundays. Call 864-722-5238 with questions. Onward's knowledgeable staff is here to help you find the perfect gift, outfit, or accessory you're looking for. Visit OnwardReserve.com for more info and for free shipping. Check out their store, downtown Clemson at 383 College Avenue. Like I said, coolest store around. You know, hey, Ramona, here are the Florida fans back. The Florida fans. Well, what about the blown PIs and holds the other way? It was just terrible officiating, not some spread betting conspiracy. Spread was only 7.5. Yeah, and Florida covered. And Florida covered. Again, just to be clear, I didn't say it was a spread conspiracy. I didn't say the officials threw the game. Just to be clear, I didn't say that. I said I would want to investigate any of these one. I wasn't just talking about that game. Any of these one-sided games where there are a lot of blown big calls in the favor of one team. I just would, because I don't trust them. Somebody else said, yeah, what about the players? Well, yeah, that's possible too. We've seen that before. The thing is, you know, when you're involved in throwing games, you go to prison. That's not like a little deal. You go to prison. And that's the only thing, the only potential way to prevent it. But trust me, if there ever is a situation where a player or an official is found to be throwing games, I'd put them in prison for their life. Seriously, you go to jail forever to me. I don't care. You're messing with our games, with the integrity of our games. And some of these guys have been given long jail sentences, players that have been involved in it. You know, I don't know how much of it they actually wind up serving. I don't know that. But again, I'm with Bobby Knight. I'm not saying it's the majority of the games. I think it's a hard deal to pull off. I'm not saying it's the majority of games. I'm not even really saying it would be games that are televised on major networks. I'm just saying that when an official blows a call, I'm not interested in legislation. I'm not interested in changing the rules to prevent it. I'm interested in one thing. You do your job. This is your job. If you don't do it well, then you should be suspended. Beyond that, if there's an alarming number of calls that go against one team and in favor of another team in a particular game, I want to know more about it. It's probably nothing. I'm not the Brian Toohey guy. It's probably nothing. But hook them up. Hook them up. Hook them up to the lie detector machine. Let's find out. Bill, how are you?
Hey, well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for getting in, Bill.
I just wanted to say that, you know, I've never really been much for conspiracy theories. You know, who shot Kennedy and the World Trade Center and all that sort of thing and Black Hawk helicopter type stuff. I think oftentimes people can't believe that sometimes the answers are as simple as they seem. I think that's it. But in the case of Clemson winning football games by massive margins and still going down in the polls, now there I think you have a conspiracy theory. I think, and I was listening to CBS radio Sunday morning about 8 o'clock, and I heard one of the CBS hosts of the show, they were talking back and forth, there were a couple of guys, and he said he felt like Clemson's drop in the polls was due to what he called Clemson fatigue. And I think that he's being honest. I think there's some truth in that.
I don't.
And
I don't.
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
I really do.
I don't.
Why did he say there's no Alabama fatigue?
Well,
I haven't heard any Alabama fatigue.
Well, look. Here's the thing. This is a beauty contest, all right? This is not about last year. It has nothing to do with last year. People keep referencing 22 straight wins, whatever. It's a beauty contest. If you don't look dominant each and every week in a beauty contest, well, you're going to be knocked down a peg or two. It's just the way it is. Clemson has not looked that great. We all know it. They didn't look good. Barely won against North Carolina. Trip, this has nothing to do with whether Clemson's going to win the title or be the best team at the end. This has to do with where we are in a beauty contest. Do you think, Tripp, that Clemson has looked better than LSU this year? I do not. Do you think Clemson's looked better than Ohio State? I do not. So, you know, the one element of what you said that I'll buy is the Bama part. Because I don't get the Bama part. Bama seems to have some exempt status. They're the one. If we're looking for some black helicopter element, it's that Bama doesn't drop no matter what.
Okay.
I'll buy that part.
Hey, that's all I need. Why aren't they dropping?
I can't answer that. Other than you know, they have won most of their games in convincing fashion. Now, they've played nobody. They've played absolutely nobody. You know, people talk about Clemson playing nobody. Bama's played nobody.
Well, what is convincing fashion? Dabo Swinney would tell you 1 point.
What is convincing it's fashion? Not, but Tripp, Tripp, 1 point is not convincing in a beauty contest. It's not. This is what we have. This is the system that we employ. It's a subjective beauty contest. And margin of victory margin of victory matters in this in the way this thing is decided, margin of victory matters, and you just have to accept that.
Well, Dabo in his news conference yesterday said that the only thing that's changed about Clemson statistics was like 0.07 points a game. That's it. Nothing has really changed. And where was the beauty contest when we lost to Pittsburgh 2 years ago? Where was it then? Where was the beauty contest back then?
I'm not
then?
Sure what you mean by that.
It was all about, well, I mean, they lost to Pittsburgh.
Right.
And they still continue to say, they still continue
they lost
to say, I forget exactly.
They lost to Pittsburgh on a day where every other major contender except Alabama also lost.
All right.
So, you know, the reality of it is from a ratings ranking standpoint, it matters how impressive you look. It just does. That's because that's all people have to go by. I mean, what else do they have to go by?
Okay. Tell me what was unimpressive about a 24 point win against Louisville.
What was unimpressive was a first quarter in which you didn't get a start. You know, so people watch the first quarter and they see Trevor throw two picks and they see Clemson a competitive game against Louisville and they think, this isn't great. The North Carolina game, which comes down to one play and North Carolina is not very good, App State had beaten them. This is why you get pegged. It's why you get knocked down. It's just the way it is. It has nothing to do with the end result. Has nothing to do with the end result. I'm not mistaken, Trev.
Okay,
it's how it works. It's how it works. All Clemson needs to do, Trip, is get in the playoff, and then be the best team. That's all you have to do. Get in the playoff and be the best team.
Okay. All right, let me say this. This is all I'm saying.
Clemson should not be number one right now. Clemson should not be number one right now.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying they should be number one. I'm not saying that. We're talking about a possible, I don't mean a cut loose conspiracy, an organized conspiracy theory. All I'm saying is this, is that it seems like to me that there's a bias, a decided bias out there for some reason against Clemson. Nobody talked like this about Clemson 3 or 4 years ago when Deshaun Watson was throwing all of his interceptions. Nobody was making that case about Clemson not supposed to be where they should be. They weren't doing that. And Deshaun Watson was throwing lots of interceptions. But all I'm saying is, this is it. All I'm saying is this, that it seems to me that there's an undercurrent. There's an undercurrent out there that's trying to influence the playoff committee by dropping them in the polls. And I'll guarantee you, Walt, there are a lot of Clemson people out there that believe that. We may be absolutely wrong, and you may be a lone voice right now, but I'm saying that I believe that they are dropping, that Clemson, in spite of their wins, are being dropped in the polls to influence the playoff committee so that they won't be in the playoffs. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Tripp, thanks. No, I don't see any greater conspiracy. I do think that the SEC is not comfortable with the status that Clemson has attained in the college football world.
Okay.
And every point along the way, their mouthpieces try and speak badly of Clemson and diminish what Clemson has done. I think there's that element. Did I just disconnect the wrong person?
Yeah, you were talking to Bill, and you disconnected Tripp. Tripp was next. But Tripp, call back.
Oh, I had it backwards somehow.
Yeah.
I thought I was talking to Tripp.
Yeah.
Oh, Tripp, mea culpa. You call back. I was looking right at Tripp on that connection. He wasn't the top caller?
No, that was Bill. You were talking to
my
Bill.
Bad. So, okay. Tripp, none of that was you, Tripp. That was actually Bill. Bill, look, here's the deal. The world isn't out to get you, all right? This is a beauty contest. I'm just going to say this one more time. All six lines are lit. This is a beauty contest. You are judged by how you look on a week-to-week basis. That's the way it is. That's the real world. And we sit here, and we all know that Clemson has not yet been clicking offensively on all cylinders. It's been a bit of a hodgepodge in terms of what we've seen. And there's the North Carolina game where Clemson came down to the final play. Well, guess what? That's going to ding you. That's going to ding you when other people are out there winning by 40. It's just the way it is. It doesn't mean you're not the best team. It doesn't mean you won't win the title, but it does mean that you're going to slip a little as other people continue to play well. It's just the way it is. I wouldn't get caught up in that. I don't see, to me, that's just like meaningless. First of all, the number one team in the playoff has never even won the thing. It's not been an enviable position to be in. So don't root to be there because it hasn't worked out so well for those people. But there's no rhyme or reason to that. That's not a logical thing. I mean, there's no reason that the number one team can't win or shouldn't win, you know, other than maybe they had it wrong to begin with. Maybe the team they put won wasn't really won. But this is what this process is. Every week it's a beauty contest. If you don't look great and somebody else wins by 50, guess what? They're going to move by you. You're not getting credit for 22 straight wins. You're not getting credit for winning the national title last year. This is a new year. You have to look good on a week-to-week basis. And the part of the issue is Clemson's not really concerned about that. Clemson's focus is always the end game, the end of the process, winning it. And that's what the focus should be. So don't get caught up in these minor little things. It's meaningless. Whether you slide a spot or two is meaningless. First of all, a lot of these people are going to play each other. Ohio State still has to play Penn State and Wisconsin and Michigan. LSU's going to play Alabama. You know, a lot of these things are going to take care of themselves. But it's not hard to understand why in a beauty contest, which is all it is, it's not who's the best. It's not about who's the best. It's about who's looking dominant on a week-to-week basis because that's what people are evaluating. So that's what it comes down to. It's just the real world. Quick break. All six lines are lit. I'm coming right to you.
Walt here. Join me live from Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. Enjoy 29-degree draft beer, delicious fresh food, and, of course, the scenic views. All this Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road. Be there.
Sunday dinner specials for just $7.99 with 9 entrees to choose from and 20 side items. Plus the best fried chicken ever to cross your lips. The Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Call us at 226-3242.
The Boston College Eagles fly into Death Valley Saturday for homecoming. Join Walt Friday from 3 till 7 at George Coleman Ford and Traveler's Rest, previewing the game and serving up Papa John's pizza. Road Rage with Walt live Friday from 3 till 7 at George Coleman Ford. Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Interested in social work? How about engineering?
Maybe you want to be a teacher or financial manager. At Tri-County, their university transfer program is designed to put you on the pathway of your dreams. You see, their general education courses are anything but general. Their expert advisors will help you select the courses that will provide the smoothest transition with the greatest number of transfer credits to a four-year college or university. Start there. Save money. Succeed at whatever's next. TCTC.edu/transfer.
Ice cream, you scream, let's all scream for Clemson's best gourmet ice cream. Made with milk, fruits, and nuts grown right here in South Carolina. Look for the certified SC label, a symbol of fresh fruit from local farms. Sold by the pint in homemade vanilla, strawberry shortcake, peaches and cream, and caramel butter pecan. Clemson's best gourmet ice cream in four delicious flavors and the favorite ice cream of the Tigers. Find it at Ingles across the Carolinas and Georgia. For the official scoop, go to clemsonsbest.com.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the same way. They are just what you've been looking for, a full-service bank that puts community first. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, division of the Park National Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The Doctor is in at AnMed Health's primary care practices. Great health starts with a family doctor, expert care when and where you need it, including convenient locations, urgent care, and e-visits. Find a family doctor today at AnMedHealth.org/doctors or call 512-3748.
Okay, guys, it's football season and that belly isn't for resting your plate on. It's causing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and IBS. Don't wait. Call the Health Dare. I promise it's easy. There's no lettuce diets, gym workouts, drops or pills. Yes, you can still tailgate while taking the Health Dare. After football season comes the holidays, so you need to start now getting healthy for the ones you love. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com. I dare you.
Hey, Upstate, Bunky Gandy here for Ralph Hayes Toyota, the number one volume store in Anderson. You know what's really hard is knowing that you got to start the season and run the table in order to get to the big game. And that's exactly what our Clemson Tigers are doing. You know what's really easy is shopping for your next new used car, truck, or van from Ralph Hayes Toyota. Visit us on our website at RalphHayesToyota.com, or better yet, we want to invite you down to the store. We're at 3525 Clemson Boulevard. Remember, you save when you shop at Ralph Hayes.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. As the weather cools in the fall, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Lawrence takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Steps up, throws it down the middle, has Ross open. He catches it at the 25, gonna race into the end zone, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Now, this is the crazy kind of crap I get every once in a while. Brett, who's a good person, good App State fan, he writes when he writes, where'd it go? It bothers me every time you say North Carolina's any good. You file with App State beat them, just so you know. Brett, who on earth has given App State more credit than me? Did anybody else rank App State prior to the year? Did anybody else write today on Twitter that if App State beats South Carolina, that they might wind up on the verge of being a top 10 team? Come on, man. I mean, the point is North Carolina is not an elite team. That's the point. And that hurts you. That dings you. It just does. It does. Ethan makes a good point because the AP poll doesn't matter. That's not part of the process. So the AP poll doesn't matter. And another texter, I think, made a good point. And he wrote, I can't find it, but the gist of it was, do you think like Clemson gets dinged more because they're emphasizing Trevor too much? Maybe, because again, that's part of it. When you compare the way the top quarterbacks in the country have played to date, Trevor has not played as well as Tua has. He's not played as well as Justin Fields has. I mean, that's fair. That's a part of it. But again, consider Ethan's point that the AP doesn't matter anyway. But regardless, the point at large is the only thing that matters, the committee's poll at the end. None of this matters. None of it matters. So don't get swept up in it. Don't get waylaid and caught up in the fact that, oh no, we dropped the spot and somebody else moved up. Those somebodies have been more impressive in the beauty contest. Doesn't mean they're better than you. It just means they're winning the beauty contest. Clemson wasn't concerned with the beauty contest last year. They were concerned with winning at the end. And that's what the focus appears to be again, and that's what the focus should be. Doesn't matter whether you're 1 or 3 or 4 right now. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. It's totally and completely irrelevant. Those things will take care of themselves. Again, Alabama's going to play LSU. The loser of that game is going to be out of those top four. All 6 lanes are lit. Oh, I need to go to Trip first because Trip is who I thought I was talking to before. Trip, me a couple, Trip.
It's okay. Well, I was actually agreeing with everything that you were saying. I was screaming into the phone. I agree.
That's too funny. Trip wondered why I'm hammering him on the radio.
Usually it takes a while before you're going to disagree with me. At least let me say my point.
That's too funny.
If I'm a Clemson fan, I'm with you. I'm happy. You've got, just based on schedule, you've got the easiest path to the playoff. And like you said, everybody else has to play each other. So if I'm a Clemson fan, I think you're sitting pretty right now.
Yeah, no, I think Clemson's just fine where they are. All Clemson has to do is win out, and they're in the playoff, and it doesn't matter whether they wind up 1, 2, or 3. You're in the playoff, and the playoff will determine whether you're actually number one or not.
Exactly. I was just going to touch on, Carolina fan and the officiating with Florida this week. I'm not going to say we lost because of that. Obviously, it would have been a much tighter game. I'm more concerned with the way the offense played. With the personnel we have, we've obviously found something with the running game. And when we were good, when we were on that 5-year run, the way we won game was by controlling the clock and long sustained drives and keeping our defense fresh. What I can't for the life of me understand is why we keep throwing all these home run 50-50 balls, and the defense is obviously playing better. But if we can run the ball, which we have against Georgia, we have against Florida, why wouldn't you just eat the clock and throw some more intermediate passes, keep your defense fresh, and stay in games? I mean, I can't tell you how many times I looked up Saturday, and it's third down, and 15 seconds feels like that's all it's ticked off the clock.
Yeah, I think right now Ryan Olinsky's not 100% healthy either, which, again, sort of favors your argument. You also ran the ball pretty well against Alabama. Now, you didn't run it at all against Missouri, so –
right.
Go figure. But I have not seen has there been anything today on Rico Dowdle's injury? Is there any update on that?
I haven't read it. If so, I don't know. But I mean, Feaster had 175 yards.
Feaster couldn't
make the argument that we didn't miss Dowdle as much.
Feaster had a big game, and in the week before, you saw LSU run the ball very effectively against against Florida as well. So that may be an issue that they have to deal with moving forward. But yeah, no, look, I see your point. I mean, I think that you started running with more of a power running approach, you know, X number of games ago. You started regularly pulling two offensive linemen and run some power up. And it's looked good when you've been doing it. So, yeah, I think more of that and then you know, letting Helinski sort of naturally fit into the game plan.
Agreed. And as far as the officiating, my concern is this, and I get it, we don't want to stop, you know, pace of play is bad enough as it is, but on some of these glaring calls like we saw Saturday, not just in our game, there's got to be a way in-game to make an in-game correction. Somebody up in the box can, you know, call down and go, whoa, you guys really blew that call. We need to take a minute and look that over. But, you know, again, I understand it's a slippery slope because then you're going to start reviewing every holding call and everything else. But something that blatant, I just feel like there's got to be a way to correct that in-game. Thanks, Walt.
Thank you, Tripp. I don't think we can have more stoppages. I think the game is suffering right now on both levels because of too many stoppages. And I think more and more voices are starting to join that debate on that side. I think people feel that we have too many unnatural stoppages, and I don't think there's any question we do. The game is slowing to a crawl, and it's because of all these delays. I don't think we can add more delays. Orlando, how are you?
How you doing, Walt?
Hey, Orlando, good to have you as always.
Hey, man, I love watching some games this weekend. I got to watch more games. It was raining. There's nothing else to do. There's no work to do outside when it's raining like that. So,
did I lose him? Orlando. Oh, no. I think he got caught in the rain. I'm going to put him on hold, Ramona. You see what you can do. Gamecock Chill. Gamecock Chill, how are you?
What's happening?
How you doing, Chill? Appreciate you getting in.
I'm good, man. Yeah, I want to talk a little Gamecock football. I don't think South Carolina did enough to win the game, even with the missed calls. Those missed opportunities in the first half offensively, and I feel like a few in the third quarter kind of doomed the Gamecocks. But on a broader note, I was really, really excited to see you fired up Coach Boone. And I had a feeling run across me that I haven't felt in a long time. It's nice to see someone that's passionate about your football team. And for the first time in 4 years, him working the sideline. See, that's the Coach Boone I want, the punch the whiteboard guy, the work in the rest, like grab somebody by the face mask and talk to him. That's what I want to see. I want to see somebody that's genuinely interested in being the coach at South Carolina. And I feel like I saw that on Saturday. And I had a funny feeling run across me, and I'm not comparing him to Steve Spurrier whatsoever, but in my opinion, Steve Spurrier coached his best football game against Auburn in a loss.
I agree.
I can't remember what year exactly.
I agree with that.
But it makes
you know why? Because he played. It was the freest game he ever coached at South Carolina. He knew he wasn't supposed to win the game. And right. So he went on fourth down. He used all four downs. He took chances that you might normally not take. And because of it, that game came right down to the buzzer.
Right. And as a fan, as a lifelong fan, it made me look forward to next week. Like, hey, what we're going to see next week.
Yep.
And I'm not comparing him to Steve Spurrier whatsoever, but even the loss, it made me, for the first time in 4 years, look forward to Saturday. And, I might be crazy, but I was kind of thankful to have a coach like that Saturday, even in a loss. So, yep. And I'm not after more victory. I want to win every week, but that's how I feel.
Thank you, Chill. Appreciate the call. Yeah, look, I think Muschamp's done a good job. I think the talk about firing him is craziness. I think he's done a good job. I think he's made South Carolina more physical, and he has two talented young quarterbacks. All right, I have Orlando back. I'm coming right to you, Orlando. You got to hold on a minute now. Orlando, Coach Edge, Tiger fan, 420 for life. I actually have a couple open lines for the first time. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial. Greg Wales, my guy. Greg's a Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor. We provide a totally independent perspective on your savings, your investing, your retirement planning. Do you think our economy's headed for a recession, or are we going to continue down our current strong economic economic path. Regardless of the direction of the country's economy, you can structure your savings and investments for weathering the coming storm or for enjoying the continuing sunny days ahead. Regardless of your age or position in life, we can build a portfolio that fits your current needs and your goals for your future. We'll analyze each aspect of your potential issues in retirement. Do you need a better understanding of Social Security? Do you know from where and how much your income will be after you retire? Do you know all you need to about Medicare? We strive towards making a difference in our clients' lives and removing doubt about your financial future. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next to Max Drive, and 864-654-5043,
654-5043. Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5 The Roar.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been in our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
Do you bleed orange and purple? Do you want to show your team spirit everywhere you go? With a Clemson debit card from Founders Federal Credit Union, you can do just that. Visit the Clemson office to get your debit card today. Or call 1-800-845-1614 and order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Not a member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and is the official credit union partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Get your home ready for Halloween and let only the cobwebs be the fake decor. Make sure last year's witch's brew stains are out of your carpets and get your floors looking spectacularly clean with Zero Res. Mention my name, Mickey Fowler. 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $129 and a free hallway. Call now at 864-558-7300 or book online at www.zeroresgreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Up to $6,000 off on the Honda Pilot and the best lineup of SUVs rated by U.S. News. Hendrick Honda easily has over 500 new and used vehicles on the lot. Nobody can make your credit work better or get you more money for your trade. Come in this week and make sure to mention The Roar to receive your first 2 years of oil changes free with your new vehicle purchase. Visit them today at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway in Easley, just off Highway 123, and online at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Crute LED display signs and virtual scoreboards offer peak performance with programmable, full-color, vivid LED screens at an affordable price. With multiple sizes available and carrying a 5-year warranty, Crute LED displays allow you to create your own custom message that is certain to resonate with your audience. Your business, church, or school can afford a multifunctional LED display sign. Let Crute LED show you how. KRUT-LED.com or call 401-8156.
You're at the top of your fashion game when you shop the Perry Ellis Fashion Outlet in Seneca. You'll stand out from the crowd in performance fabrics, looks for any occasion with everyday prices up to 70% off retail. Men's and women's brands all under one roof like Perry Ellis, Original Penguin, Callaway, Raffaella, Laudry by Shelley Segal, and Grand Slam. Stop by and see for yourself at Perry Ellis Fashion Outlet Store in Seneca, 101 Mountain View Drive in Seneca, in the former Jansen plant. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m.
With S.H. Carter, commercial waste disposal is simple. Choose from their 13, 20, and 30-yard dumpster rentals for all your project needs. Whether you're a contractor, site developer, or weekend project warrior, S.H. Carter makes renting a dumpster easy and accessible with scheduled delivery and rental periods up to 7 days. S.H. Carter, dumpster rentals, demolition services, recycling, and more. Visit shcarterinc.com or call for more information. 864-295-3943.
It's tough out there on the field. If a bad play knocks you out of the game, count on the Trammell and Mills Law Firm. They're local lawyers helping folks in the upstate get the money they deserve. Trammell and Mills proudly supports Tigers for Tatas, selling wristbands for breast cancer awareness. Proceeds go to Dabo's All In Team Foundation. When you take a hit on the road or at work, call the Trammell and Mills Law Firm at 485-8585. It's your best play yet.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And Winkle troubles down the drain.
While it's true that Tri-County is known for their exceptional nursing program, they also offer a wide variety of programs that train students for other incredibly rewarding healthcare professions. Whether you want to work behind the scenes in a laboratory, assist in an operating room, be first on the scene as an EMT, or even focus on a specialty area like dental assisting. They have a variety of options. Learn more about a rewarding career in the healthcare professions at tctc.edu/healthcare.